Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. One of the hardest things in life is dealing with people's opinions. We want to be liked, we want to be accepted, we fear rejection. But Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, gives us a liberating principle. He says, when you align yourself with God, the disapproval of others loses power over you. So let me read his words. Whoever obeys Allah does not care about the displeasure of created beings. Simple, clear. When you when your priority is God's pleasure, you're freed from the fear of people. This is not about being arrogant or dismissive of others. It's about knowing where your ultimate loyalty lies. If you're constantly worried about what people think, you'll compromise your values. You'll say what pleases them, do what they want, and abandon truth when it becomes inconvenient. Imam Hadi a.s. is telling you, when you obey Allah, you don't have to be controlled by people's reactions. You can still care about them, still be kind to them, still respect them, but you don't need their approval to feel secure. Psychologists call this external validation. External validation, relying on others to determine your worth. It's a fragile foundation. When people approve, you feel good. When they disapprove, you feel shattered. It's exhausting. The alternative is internal validation. Knowing your worth comes from something deeper. For a believer, that deeper foundation is God's pleasure. When you know you've done what's right, you can handle disappointment, criticism, even rejection. It still stings, but it doesn't break you. Think about the prophets and the imams. They were opposed by many. People turned away from them, mocked them, hurt them, but they didn't change their message. Why? Because they obeyed God and they didn't care about the displeasure of created beings. This doesn't mean you go looking for conflict. It means when a choice comes between pleasing God and pleasing people, you choose God. And you accept the consequences. Here is an example. You're in a gathering where people are gossiping. You know God is displeased with that. But staying silent might make you seem self-righteous. Walking away might make you look weird. The easier choice is to join in, to avoid their displeasure. Imam Hadi says, choose obedience. Let them think what they want. Another example, you're at work and you're pressured to cut corners, lie, or hide something. Your job might be at stake, but Imam Hadi says, obey God. Your peace is worth more than their approval. So Imam Hadi alayhi salam gives us this freedom. Obey Allah and let the rest of the world fall where it may. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد